see, Aliba the man. Who is Rav Huna saying is halacha to? E Aliba the Rabbi Shmuel. If it's going according to Rabbi Shmuel Shita, and like Rashi said, there's a machlokes later on Daf Kuf Chav Dalz, we'll soon see. It's a machlokes Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva. Rashi says, Nasis Nitani says over there, Hoyuolov Shnei Chatzoi Zaysim, Mitamim Bemasa. If you have two chatzoi zaysim of meat left on the skin, so it has a tumas nevela on it, it's metama b'mas if you carry it. Shurei nosa kezayis nevela. But v'yei metama b'mas, if you touch it, you don't become tamei. D'yei nogeya v'choizav nogeya, because you only touch a chatzoi zayis at a time, so you have no tumas nogeya. That's where Bishmol Shita, Bishmol holds, that these two chatzoi zaysim on the skin of meat is not bottled to the skin, but still called bosa. And over there, Rabbi Kiva says, no, loy b'magav, loy b'masa. It has no tum at all. Those two chatzoi zaysim of meat are still attached to the skin. Alma, what do we see? Rabbi Shmuel loy mevatalo. According to Rabbi Shmuel, the basar is not bottled to the skin. It's still called basar. Rabbi Kiva bottle. According to Rabbi Kiva, this basar is bottled to the skin. So say the Gemara is, Ali b'deman, who is Rav Huna saying this chiddush according to? E Ali b'Rabbi Shmuel, if it's going according to Rabbi Shmuel, Ha'omer Rabbi Shmuel says, Lei mevatal or? Rabbi Shmuel says, no, the skin is not mevatal b'yor. So why did Rav Huna say that Shnei Chatzoi Zaysim Shesh Nagav Yor or mevatal? Why do you say the yor is mevatal? According to Rabbi Shmuel, it's not bottled to the skin, but rather to chatzoi bosor is still called bosor, and if you carry it, you'll have a tumas masa of a nevela. Elamai via libid Rabbi Kiva. Elamai for whom is going according to Rav Huna? According to Rabbi Kiva, is so pshita. Oma mevatal or? That's Rabbi Kiva shita in the Mishnah later that he says yes. Even though the chatzoi zaysim of meat is attached to the basar, it to the skin, it's bottled to the skin and loses its shame basar. So what's Rav Huna's chiddush? So more like this. Leolam really, I tell you a libid Rabbi Shmuel that Rav Huna is going according to Rabbi Shmuel shita. That he holds what? That the or is not mevatol, the bosom. So how come Rav Huna says over here that or mevatlon? I'll tell you like this. V'chiyom Rabbi Shmuel mevatol or, when does Rabbi Shmuel himself say that the or, the skin, is not mevatol, the meat to it? Hani mili shepotosachaya. That's only if we have, let's say, Rashi said before, it means a kelev. If kelev came and bit off the meat, so therefore we say that's still called chashav meat. Therefore, what's left over on the skin is not bottled to the skin. Like Rashi says, it means potosachai, means shenasa shleimi das. It wasn't your will, like, to take off that meat. Abo potosachakim, but in the case where you, like filet, you take off the meat off the skin, and you leave the meat on the skin, there we say, yes, you're mevato, that meat, on the skin, and there it's bottled, the shame bosser. So that's what Rav Huna is talking about. If it's potosai sakin, then that meat that's left over on the skin is bottled to the skin. And here the Rabbi Shmuel says later, it's not bottled, that's where shapotosachaya. If an animal bit off the meat, and the meat was left over, so since the owner did not take care of it yet, for sure he still wants to use that meat, he's not mevatel the meat to the skin. So Mara says, avol potosai sakin bot lenachnami. But Rishmo would agree in a case where you were cutting away with the knife the meat and you left over some meat on the skin, what you left over is bottled to the skin. Tarshima, come in here. Says Rabbi Yudha says, Ha'olul, says in the Mishnah, Ha'olul, that's this meat that's left over on the skin. Ha'mechunis, if you gather it together, im yesh kezayis b'mokim, mechad chayov molov. If there's a kezayis in one place, so you have a nissen of it, you chay for it. And of this also, the Yom Rav Huna says, Pshan Rav Yehuda is, the Yom Rav Huna, Vuhu Shekonsu. Rav Huna said, we're talking about now that he himself was kind of said, Vuhu Shekonsu. So now, Iyam with Bishleima Potosai Sakin Rav Yishmoel, Nami Leiboto. If you tell me now that when you cut off the meat, and you leave some meat on the skin, it's not bottle corn Rav Yishmoel. If so, Rav Huna, the Yomak Rav Yishmoel. As good that Rav Huna is saying pshat and Rebbe the according to Rabbi Shmuel, that the meat that's left over on the skin is not potel, but only if you're mechanis, if you gather it together kezayis worth in one place. But I call upon him even before you gather it together, it's not potel to the skin, then it's good. But early, I'm not going to tell me potos seisak and no. In a case where you yourself, the owner himself, is filleting, is cutting the meat off the skin. and by mistake he leaves all this meat on the skin. The Rebbe Shmuel contra, Rebbe Shmuel, he wanted to tell me, Rebbe also agrees that bottle, that meat is bottled to the skin, it's not called meat anymore. If so, then Rebbe Shmuel, the Yama Kaman, who is Rebbe Shmuel going like it? Rebbe Shmuel says no, that if you're Mechanis, if you gather together, if you slice off more meat off the skin, and you slice off a gezayis worth together, you chayef in the vela. The Chura, since you yourself were flaying it, according to Rabbi Shmuel, you tell me you hold this bottle to the skin, and once this bottle doesn't get a shame bosser anymore. Samura says no. Elaliyoylom potos nesakin, the Rabbi Shmuel le bottle, no. Even though it's potos nesakin, even though the owner is cutting off the meat, and he leaves some meat on the skin, that meat is not bottled to the skin, according to Rabbi Shmuel. Even the case of potos nesakin is also le bottle. If so, it's a kasha and Rav Huna. Why did Rav Huna before say that the or is mevatlon? So my answer is, for Rav Huna, the Yomer Rabbi Kiva, and Echnami, Rav Huna is going according to Rabbi Kiva. That Rabbi Kiva says in the Mishnah later that the skin is mevatlon the bosa. So according to Rav Huna and Echnami, here also the skin is mevatlon the bosa. So next the question is the chur pshita. So what's Rav Huna's chiddush according to Rabbi Kiva pshita? That's Rabbi Kiva's shita itself clearly in the Mishnah. So Gemara says yes. Mal the time I would have thought to say, Ki Kramer Rabbi Kiva, what does Rabbi Kiva say at Tani Mili, Poltosai Sakin? That's only where the Sakin was polted. I would have thought to say, when does Rabbi Kiva say that the skin is Mavatal, the Bosor, where the owner himself was cutting it away and left the meat there, there is bottle. Avo Poltosai Chai, but in the case where an animal, a Chai, was biting the meat off the skin, and it happened, Meilov. And some meat is left over, so there I would have thought to say, le boto, that the owner still has asked to use that meat, and it's not bottled to the skin, kamash malon, kamash from Rav Huna, yes, according to Rav Kiva, at all times the meat that's left over on the skin is bottled to the skin. And time of Rav Kiva was, what's the reason of Rav Kiva? Bifnei sha'or mevatlon, that the or is mevatl the skin, that the skin is mevatl the bosor. And loishna polet chai, it doesn't make enough meat, it was an animal that was biting away on the meat. For loishna polet sakan, enough meat if you're cutting away with a knife and you left over some meat. Kiratani said, this doesn't say it clearly. Mifnei ma, Rabbi Kiva, metaya bior. What's the reason Rabbi Kiva says that this meat that's still attached to the skin is not called nevela, it's tor? Mifnei shor mevatlon. That's Rabbi Kiva's svara, the or, the meat that's left over on the skin, since it's left in the kazayas at each place. It's bottled to the skin. It doesn't make enough meaning. It was polta chaya, polta sakin. In both cases, it's bottled to the skin. So that's the chiddush of Rav Huna. According to Rav Kiva, at all times, the bosa was bottled to the skin. Yeah. Now the Mishnah says, Eilu shari rasein kibsorin. These are the things that the skin has a loch like bosa itself. In other words, that the skin is soft. And the lost Sabbath Tumas Eichlin, even on the skin itself. Like Rashi says, Metamin Kibsorim. That's Or Ha'odom, the skin of a person, V'yor Chazir Shal Yishuv, the skin of a pig, a domestic pig, because its skin is soft, it's like meat. Rabbi Yosi says, Af Or Chazir Habor, even a wild pig, his skin is also considered soft enough to give it a shame, or to give it a shame Bosor, and it'll have a Tumas Eichlin on it. The or chatoiteres shiagomul haraka, and the skin of the hooves of the humps on top of a camel on a young soft camel. We'll see in the Gemara what's called a gomul haraka, what's called a soft one. But the humps on top of the camel, the skin over there is also still called like bosa. The or harosh shel egel harach, also we have a soft calf, so the skin around its head is also considered like bosa. The or ha-process, and the skin around the hooves of an animal. We see in the Gemara exactly what does process mean. Now, the or beis ha-boishes, the skin around the womb of a female behemoth, the skin around the womb, it's also soft skin, it's like bosor. The or ha-shlil, the skin around the fetus, also the fetus's skin. The baby's skin also has a look like bosor. The or shatachos alya, and the skin underneath the tail of the animal. Because towards the bottom, going down, that soft skin. These are part of the Shmoyne Shrotim. These are four out of the eight Shrotim that Torah talk about. And these four, the Tanakam holds, their skin is soft. and their skin has a locho like basar. Reb Yudi says no. Halato kachuda. Thou toas locho like a chud, like the weasel, and therefore its skin is not cold like basar. The kulon. Now all these skins, the kulon shivdon, if they worked them over, then they made them into leather, meaning to say, oi shehilach them kedei avoido, or else they walked on top of the skin. The amount of time that you do avoid the work with it, it means avoid of kedei ibud, which we'll see in the Gemara, comes out the walking of 4 mil. Then alachur is torim, like the skin does not have a shame boser anymore, but rather now it's cold like leather, and it's not makabel tumas seichlin. Chutz, excluding the yor odom, the skin of an odom, of a mace, the skin of an odom, even though you worked it over, it always retains, it has a locha of boser. We'll see in the Gemara, it's midirabonin, said this form midirabonin. Rabbi Yechonah ben Uri Yoyma, that Shemayna Shrotzim Yesh Lomaris. He holds the Shemayna Shrotzim, the Torah says, all that their skin is not sort of like boser. All the skin there is called skin, and it's not like boser. So Yargos and Tanakam before said that for the Shrotzim. So I was saying, is Metama Kipsarim? Rabbi Yechonah ben Uri holds no. He argues in Tanakam and says no. Even those four also, their skin is not Metama Kipsarim. Yeah, now the Gemara says like this. Omar Ula says, you should know, Dvat Torah midi Raisa or Odom Tor. Really, the skin of a mace is also Tor. Rashi says, the lav boser is not called boser. It's not Bechal the mace either. If so, Umatam Omar, what does the Mishnah say like Tomei? What does the Mishnah say? The skin of a mace also is Tomei, it's called like boser? So the answer is Gzera. That Shem Yas Odom Oiris Ovev Imoy Shetichin, that maybe a person will take his parents after they die and like use their skin for their blankets. Shetichin says Lamita Lakadrois Leishvaleim, to use it for sheets. I don't know why a person do that, because it's to feel close to his parents. Maybe we have to be afraid. Therefore, that a person should not do it. Rabbanan said, you should know it has a tumor on it, and therefore they won't do it. People are not put upon tumor, so they wouldn't do this. And we could ask ourselves, some learn this on the Sefer. That it says, the kulon she'ivdon, or shiluch ben k'day avoid the turban. It says in the Sefer, all the skins, once you worked them over, made them into leather, so then they're not makabel tumor anymore. Chutz miyor odom, excluding the or of a person. Now, Omer Ulu says on this, you should know, dvat tor midiraisa or odom she'ov dutor. The skin of a mace, of a person, his skin is not considered like boser. It's not like a boser of a mace. It's Torah, it's not Tomei. If so, Matam Omru, what does the Mishnah say, Tomei? That yes, the skin of a person, even after you work it over to make it into leather-like, still it has tumor on it. Gzera, it's a gzera. We don't want you to, like Shem Yas Odom Oiris, Ovivimois. Maybe someone will take the skin of his parents and make him into shtichin, make him into blankets or pillow or sheets. So, as this gzera, people shouldn't do it. Rabbanan had to make it, it still has a din tumas, tum a mace on it. So, if nobody would use it. Now, man the master of Reish, the one that learns this on the Reish, there's only midi Rabbanan, not midi Raisa, koshkin a sefer. For sure, when you take the skin and make it into leather, you work it over, for sure it's not tum a midi Raisa. But man the master of sefer, the one that learns Ula's din only on the sefer. If you worked over the skin and made it into leather, so that's when it's only midi Rabbanan. Abel Aresha, but in the Aresha of the Mishnah, it could be there, Tumim Adiraisa, their type is Tumim Adiraisa, that there the skin of a person is soft, so that is considered like bosses, like the mace, it would have Tumas mace on it. That's Machloikis. Then the Mishnah says, Vior Chazir, that so it's Machloikis about a wild Chazir, a wild pig, is the skin soft enough to give it a shame boss or not. So, one says that a domestic one is rochich, is soft, but a wild one is oshim, Rashi says it's kosher. It's very hard, the skin, it's not cool like boser. Well, masover, Rav Yehuda holds, no, hai nami rochich. Even a wild pig, its skin is also soft, so the skin is cold like boser, it would also be mekabel tumah. Then the Mishnah says, Or chatoras shel gomel haraka. The humps on top of a camel, on top of a young, soft camel. So the question is, the kama gomel haraka, how old, like until how long is the camel coat soft and young? So Amulula says, Amr Rabbi Shur ben Levi, Kol Zaman Shaloi Tono. Kol Zaman, it didn't lift or carry any weight. Kol Zaman, it didn't carry anything yet. Then the skin is still cold soft. Now, Bor Rabbi Yumi asked the question, Hegiya Zaman Litn, let's say it's old enough to carry things. But for Loi Tono, but they didn't put weight on it yet. Tomorrow, what's the lacha? Like, do you mean to say it's only soft up until that age, let's say 1 year old, but afterwards, once it's fit to start carrying things, it's already called hard? Or maybe no, even though it's fit, Kozma didn't carry anything, maybe the skin is still called soft. That's one shayla. Boy Abaya, Abaya's question like this. Let's say no, it's not even a year old yet. It didn't come the time yet that usually camel starts to carry things. But for Torno, but somebody put weight on top of the back of the camel, ma, what's going to be the luck of the skin? It's a teiku. Both of these shallows is a teiku. But what's the pshat from the skin? Is it the work, the carrying that makes it hard? Or is it the age that makes it hard? Yosef Reshlokas. Reshlokas is sitting down. Okay, Boyle, he had a question like this. Kama gomla raka. Reshlokas had the shallow. Until how old, until how long is a camel still considered the skin to be soft? So, Omalei Rabbi Yishmael Barabba. Rabbi Shimon bar Abba said back to him, he should know, Hoch Yom Rabbi Shimon bar Levi. This is what Rabbi Shimon bar Levi said, like this, that Kol Zaman Shloi Torna, Kol Zaman did not carry any weight yet, there was no weight to put on, no bundles put on top of the camel, it's humps, the skin is still soft, it's still called kibosa. That's what he told Rish Lakish. So Malay Kivla Kabli, Rish Lakish was very happy with that answer and said, like, come and sit next to me. Rashi says, like you told me a good reasoning, thank you very much. So Kitzur Rish Lakish was very nice to him. Now the Gemara says, Now the Gemara says, Yosef Reb Zeira. Reb Zeira was sitting down. You know, he also asked the same question. I think Rish Lakish was in the swirl, and Reb Zeira was in Bothel. So Reb Zeira also asked the same question. Kama gomel harak, until how long is the camel still called soft skin? So omele rovin bachinino, he answered him and said, Hokiyam Ulis, this is what Ulis said, Omer Shubal Nim, Omer Shubal Levi, that Kozman Shletono, Kozman, they didn't put any weight on top of the camel, in the meat, the skin is still called soft. So the Mora says, Kozman Shletono, heavy ketoni lo, so the Mora says what happened was that, Rav and Bachina said it the second time. He said the same answer a second time. So Omalei, so Reb Zeri answered him back and said, Chode Hevelucho, Omato, like you already said it one time. Like what did God tell him the second time for? Rashi says, Chode Hevelucho Omato, like Dov Chidish Echod, Hoy Biotcho, is this the only thing you know? Shem Yodeh, that we don't know. Haray Omato, you said already one time, like Volom Otachso Tishna Pamishniya. Lamas Chochmos was time to break to show us. So Kitzur Reb Zeira spoke like a little bit harsh back to him. And this the Gemara says, Tochazi, come and see. Ma ben tekifa yaradi Yisrael lechasidu debovol. See what a difference there is between the strong people of Eretz Yisrael, means Rish Lakish was a big taket in Eretz Yisrael, and still when somebody gave him an answer, he spoke back so nice to him and said like Tochazi, Toh Yosef means thank you very much, Yashik Chacho. And look at the chassid of the Bovel, Reb Zeira, he was from Bovel, he was a chassid in Bovel, and look how he answered back. He answered back a little bit harsh. You see, why says the chus of Eretz Yisrael, what it does on the people. Rashi says, Rash Lakish mitkifu de Eretz Yisrael, that's going to mean in Barak Bami Kamad Yuma, Mande Mishtoi, Rash Lakish Badei, Yev Le Iska, Le Savov, as Rash Lakish spoke to, so the people respected him very much. And here he acted so nice, Reb Zeira was from Bovel, and he answered back not so nicely. Now the Gemara says, "The or harush shall egel harach." That on says well, the or harush here. Now the Gemara says also the kama egel harach. Until how long is the calf called the young calf that it's the skin over the head is still called soft? It's still called like meat. So ulo omar ben shnosay. Only throughout the first year. Once it's a year old, then the skin becomes hard. Rav Yechonon Omar, Kol Zaman Shiyonik. No, even if it's more than a year old. Kol Zaman is nursing. Kol Zaman, the calf, is nursing from its mother, the cow. So still, it's called soft. Rashi says, I'll be Pirish Milan, but if it stops, Reb Yechon said, no, cause the man shiyonik. Ibolu, I have a question like this. Heichi koma, ula, what do we mean to say? Bein shenosev u shiyonik. Does ula mean to say only the first year and also it has to nurse? That keeps the skin soft. And on this, we omalei Reb Yechon says back, no, cause the man shiyonik. Doesn't have to be a year old.